Chapter 3. Fusion. Dr. Otto Octavius was working in a special room at home. It was in a lovely old building with big windows. Harry walked in, followed by Peter. Otto stopped his work and walked towards the two young men. He was a big man with a kind face. He smiled warmly at Harry, then turned towards Peter.
"This is my good friend, Peter Parker," Harry explained. "I called you about him. I only got through my school science exams because of Peter."
Peter smiled at Otto.
"I'm studying your work at university," Peter said. "I have to go," Harry said, moving towards the door. "I've got an important meeting. I'll leave you two clever scientists together. And good luck tomorrow, Otto."
"Parker," said Otto. "I remember now. You're Connor's student. He tells me you're brilliant, but lazy."
"I'm trying to do better," said Peter.
Otto was serious now.
"Being brilliant isn't enough," he explained. "You have to work hard, and you must use science for the good of the world."
Otto showed Peter his work on fusion, a new kind of cheap energy, enough energy for everyone in the world. Peter asked lots of intelligent questions. Later, after coffee, the two men were still talking about fusion. Otto's wife Rosie was there too.
"Are you sure you can control the fusion reaction?" asked Peter at last.
"Peter, this is my life's work. The city isn't in danger."
"Otto's done his homework,"
said Rosie, and they all laughed.